conservationist, and the lawyer had a client with an application. The lawyer, or the designated preservationist, who happens to be a lawyer, could, in the Ethics Commission view, understand, could represent that client before the board, but could not participate in the vote.
Well, I thought it sounded like he could even vote.
No.
They said
no.
At all times there must be a...
Right, but they, no, the Ethics Commission is very clear, and the Ethics Act is very clear. They don't participate in the vote. They can just represent the person before the board.
That's amazing.
Okay.
I'd love to see that one in writing, because it makes no sense.
Do you agree that it needs to be pursued in this change, and let's get that word out to all the, to the, at least those two boards?
Sir,
where else do we have special?
Well,
could that fall into the accommodation tax committee?
Other than the
well, recusal procedures apply to everything.
Going to do anything wrong.
Yeah. Design Review Board is the only board I know that we have that designates two members.
Yeah, but Richard.
Well, the recusal aspect.
Recusal, would that fall for any board, though, that they could stay then in the room while the vote's being taken?
In the Ethics Commission view. Frankly, I urge folks just to leave the room, then there's no appearance.
We have always urged them to leave the room. You know, my problem is, and this nothing against McDonald, but sitting back there looking at all the board members while they're getting ready to take a vote, to me, the perception is not right. But again,
which is the exact point that came up at that March 19 meeting, because I think you heard the neighbor say, you know, this may be legal, but it just doesn't look right.
It's always a conflict of interest and the appearance of conflict of interest.
We deal so much with perception, don't we?
Yeah. But I would encourage us to revamp our procedures.
Okay. What are we going to do in the future now, going forward? I think we ought to decide that tonight.
Well, do we have any choice?
We don't have a choice, but, I mean, the choice is that the book that Dick was referring to needs to change to say that they could stay in the room.
Okay.
Can we get something written from Kathy Hazelwood so that we're sure that when we make the change, she's not going to interpret it differently next week?
Absolutely. I think that's excellent.
Yes. She's good.
Mr. Mayor, the Municipal Association guidebook that I talked about last meeting discusses this, and that's the one that says, when you recuse yourself, you write a letter. The letter's got to be in the minutes. You can remain in the room. You can be counted for quorum purposes, but you can't participate. Now, as far as that goes, I guess according to the Ethics Commission, you can't participate if you're an architect, regardless of whether you're a client.
If you're a specialty member of that board, yes. It's a very narrow exception. And I think in lieu of a letter, we've actually generated a form, and the members fill that out and then file it, and it's made part of the minutes.
So we have that.
And just so you understand, the recusal procedure that we've used for the year, over the years, where we leave the room, that procedure was in effect when Jim Holly was city attorney before I was city attorney more than 10 years ago. So that's how long that procedure has been in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you left the room, and that was in compliance with our committee guidebook, which needs to be revamped.
Right. Is this going to alter council, too, or just those committees? Just that one commission?
Can council stay in the room?
I can tell you the State Ethics Commission sees nothing wrong with you staying in the room. But again, in an abundance of precaution, just like we did with the cable franchise ordinance tonight, if you leave the room, no one can say you tried to influence anyone.
That's a good policy to leave the room. I've done that twice on my two recusals I've ever had.
I think I feel better leaving the room.
Okay. The smoking ban discussion that we're talking about, the date. Roger wants some dates.
How about the 20th?
This would be a community-wide meeting. We'd be inviting the retail stores that obviously would be affected. We've heard from several community people that would like to see this go into effect, but what I believe council said is let's find a time that we can have a settle-all meeting to talk about this. We're suggesting the 19th, which is a Monday, or the 20th, which is a Tuesday at 7 p.m.
I vote for the 19th.
I can't do the 19th.
Then I guess I vote for the 20th.
How's the 20th suit everybody?
Roger, are you planning on using the, which ordinance was it, the State Supreme Court?
It would model more after, as far as the retail buildings and the locations of what the county has, in reading that, I don't see a real problem. The penalty section would be modeled after what the Greenville.
Okay.
In which the penalty is not a jail-type term or anything else. And that's the main area that we'd want to look at with the Greenville.
Okay.
So we're going to blend the two together. But we just need to get input on, is this something you want or don't want, based on input you're going to hear from the public.
May the 20th at what time, Ron?
7 p.m.
Here or in a...
It'd be here in this council chamber.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That's the only thing I had.
You think how long? An hour and a half or 2 hours?
It all depends on
about 3.5 hours.
As long as we don't couple with the curfew, youth protection ordinance, we can probably do it within a couple hours.
That's probably a very good idea. Budget meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, 3 o'clock.
Ribbon cutting at 11 o'clock for those that can make it down.
I cannot make it.
Okay.
Is everybody coming to budget meeting?
I am.
Those that are listening to you are.
Go home, go to bed. Okay, we are adjourned.
Budget meeting at 3.